Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Rifles, shotguns, and narcotics were seized during a raid Wednesday near Wavell, according to the Sheriff's Office. Danny Mitchell Williams, age 55, of 93 Fox Street, was held under a $150,000 secured bond. He's charged with multiple felonies, ranging from trafficking to possession of firearm by a felon. See the story online for more. Waterfall Estates in County Water District 2 is under a boil advisory this morning. Crews are making emergency repairs that require the flow be reversed. That could put some particulate matter in the water. Any water used for consumption should be boiled for more than 1 minute. Call 910-770-2158 for more information. Deputies extricated a toddler from a bathroom vent Tuesday after the child got stuck at a home on Georgia Pacific Road. The two-year-old's mother called 911 just before 6 a.m. The boy bent his leg inside the vent and couldn't get out. Deputies removed a piece of flooring to free the toddler. He was unhurt. Klondike Rescue checked the child out and gave him a pretty clean bill of health. A cooking fire Wednesday night caused major damage to a Wavell home. No one was injured, but the fire damaged the kitchen and attic areas of the home on Crichton Street. Quick work by the Wavell Fire Department prevented the blaze from spreading into the rest of the home. State health officials have reported that two pediatric flu deaths have been recorded in the state. They're the first of the season. Health and Human Services is urging parents of eligible children to have their little ones vaccinated against the flu. A bill before the state house could ease financial burden on some farmers. The Farmers Protection Act would do away with environmental, social, and governance practices as part of loans to farmers. Representative Neil Jackson said ESG unfairly targets small and medium-sized family farms where adopting so-called green practices are not financially viable. ESG is used by lending institutions to grade farm operations on environmentally sound practices as well as their impact on the minority community. Lower ESG scores make it harder for farmers to borrow money. The Division of Motor Vehicle Self-Service Kiosk and online services will not be available Saturday due to a planned maintenance outage. Most state agencies offering online services will also be offline. Framing went up this week on the first building of the Veterans Memorial Park just south of Wavell. The service center will act as a meeting room, social center, and a stop for Veterans Administration mobile service units when they come to the county to visit. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is set for Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Lowe's parking lot in Wavell. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 each or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Kyla is recovering from injuries sustained in a car crash on January 6th that killed her mother, Misty Cripp. It's almost baseball season. The Wavell DYB Showcase is March 1st, as a matter of fact. Registration ends February 22nd, though, so you need to go ahead and get signed up. Contact Jonathan Souls at 910-234-5906 in order to batter up. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.